I am here to present the Texas Civil Procedure Update. I co-authored this paper with Professor Carlson. If any of you has the printout, you'll see that it's quite lengthy. It's a little bit different format than a typical CLE. What we've done with Professor Carlson, starting probably about 30 years ago, is has an index of various topics that you may encounter both pretrial and the appellate level, the thought being to include recent important decisions or ones we just think are interesting or maybe some seminal cases. So the hope is that in your practice, if perhaps an issue comes up, you can at least get a starting point with the cases that are in the paper. With that said, there's no way that we could cover all of this in 30 minutes, so I've selected about 20 cases or so. Don't know if we'll get through all of those. Ones that are recent or I just thought would be good reminders or are significant. So the first of these cases, I'm going to start with arbitration. Oh, and one more thing to mention is I purposely did not pick cases that were covered by other speakers. So if you're wondering why I skipped over a recent case that you thought had a procedural issue, the thought is I don't want there to be overlap in the presentations. So the first case, arbitration. This is out of the San Antonio Court of Appeals, the Amateur Athletic Union case. Here, we have an individual who was a long-term volunteer at the Amateur Athletic Union. He filed a lawsuit after exhausting his administrative appeals process, alleging various claims against both the AAU and individual defendants. The AAU and the other defendants claimed or then filed a motion to compel arbitration, saying that their national policies had a binding arbitration clause.